news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
And 6:05 on this Friday morning. This is Mobile Mornings. Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley in with you. And we'll be checking in with Sean Sullivan throughout the morning, live from Montgomery. He's up there as Governor Kay Ivey has called a special session to talk infrastructure. And you know the gas tax is a huge part of that. Sean had conversations with legislators yesterday, and he'll continue that today. And we'll get all the inside scoop straight from Secretary of State John Merrill's office, where Sean's been broadcasting. Also this morning, we got your weather from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, as it looks like rain in the forecast over the weekend. We got your news with Kelly. She's got all the headlines for this morning. I got your sports, but right now we'll start the morning off with Kane and your traffic.
Good morning, everyone. With the Pits and Sons towing a recovery, traffic center accident-free conditions continue in the Mobile area, but state troopers have got a head-on collision to Lillian Highway, Highway 98 at County Road 93 and Hillcrest Road. For now, people have to take an alternative route. The Bayway, the Causeway, we're looking good. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, now offering you the Spring Hill Advantage, your trade-in value, and out-the-door pricing in just 30 minutes or less. See their inventory at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane on the way in with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with fog, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, occasional showers with highs in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Mobile Bay Coins, this is Ron. May I help you?
Ron, this is worse than all the rest.
Yikes. Let's hear it.
Last month, I took the boys hunting. The missus needed my truck while I was there, so she came to the camp. She takes the kids and the dogs and the cats and a chair to mama's and left me her Jag to get back home in. So wouldn't you know, the next morning I'm on the stand, and the biggest buck I've seen in years, a 10-point, walks in front of me, squeeze the trigger, bam, got him. Can't describe to you the feeling, you know, I was fired up. But by the time I got back to the camp, everybody was gone. Of course, there's no cell service, so I did what I had to do. I cleaned the buck and laid some plastic in the trunk, loaded up the buck, and headed home. It was all good until I noticed an antler had torn the plastic, and what a mess. So I took the car to the detailer, and today the missus sees the credit card bill for the deer processing and the car detailing. So now I need something really sparkly.
I'll get the crew looking for something really special right away.
Mobile Bay Coins, much more than a coin store, at 2204 Government Street, on Facebook, and at 251-725-1590. Introducing a new show on FM Talk 106.5. Monday nights at 7, Dalton Orwig and Corey LeBounty recap the weekend in sports.
Fires into the end zone!
And preview the week ahead on FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night.
All right, 6:08, FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings, Friday style. You made it. End of the week.
TGIF.
Kind of. Most people had two Fridays this week.
Oh, my goodness.
With Fat Tuesday, a lot of people getting off for that. Not everybody. Right. A lot of people still had to go to work, but lots of people, Monday was a Friday, and then another Friday today. Sometimes those weeks are more difficult, though, trying to get it back together on Wednesday, especially after a Fat Tuesday.
Well, and many people are observing Lent, so they're
yeah,
they're
so even more difficult.
But raising my hand, trying to get our life right, as we lead into Easter. The year is just moving right along.
It is. Time flies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my baby's almost one month old. Like it just happened yesterday.
You know what's so cool is during Mardi Gras, I ran into different people who love art, who love listening to the show, and the number one question, how's Dalton's baby?
Oh, really?
That's
awesome.
Yep, you have the whole city and county and state rooting for you.
Everyone is so great. We've got the best listeners in the entire world.
Agreed.
You see that by the care they show for fellow listeners, fellow Mobilians, and Baldwin Countyans. I still got to figure out. I guess it's Baldwin Countyans.
Did you just make that up?
Baldwinians. I'm not sure. Someone will correct me on the text line. But when, you know, when time comes for charity, we're right there also, whether it's the Lee County Tornadoes Fallen Officer Tudor, Mobilians, and people from Baldwin County. They really show up and show out. So we are in a great place here at FM Talk 106.5. And another great thing about FM Talk 106.5 is having the best news anchor on the coast. Right now it's time for headlines with Kelly Finley.
As Morgan would say, Dalty. Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Happy Friday, 6:10 right now. Happening today, as our news partners have just mentioned over at WKRG, President Donald Trump will be here in the state of Alabama touring the disaster area left behind by Sunday's EF4 tornado in Lee County. Now, 3 days ago, the president tweeted, quote, FEMA has been told directly by me to give the A-plus treatment to the great state of Alabama and the wonderful people who have been so devastated by the tornadoes. Governor Kay Ivey, one of the best in our country, has been informed she is working closely with FEMA and me. So the president is expected to tour disaster areas in Lee County today after multiple tornadoes killed 23 people. Meantime, Senator Doug Jones, he toured the area, Dalton, on Thursday morning. Mm-hmm. And get this, he thanked President Trump.
No.
He thanked President Trump.
What is happening?
One day ahead of his visit, you know, he thanked him for the disaster relief funding that the governor signed into existence on Wednesday. You'll recall Mr. Trump approved the expedited disaster declaration. How beautiful is that?
That's good. Coming together.
Right. Let that resonate for a moment. And also, don't forget, if you're driving around and you see the flags at half staff, you'll recall that the governor, you know, asked that that the flags fly at half staff until Sunday, March the 10th. Back to the commander-in-chief. So he's scheduled to land in Fort Benning, Georgia, before making the trip to Beauregard. Governor Kay Ivey, she is also expected to join Mr. Trump for today's tour. This will be her second visit. Her last visit, she did an aerial tour, and the devastation was just wow. Truly wow. This tornado was the deadliest in the U.S. since 2013. That's when Moore, Oklahoma, saw that tornado hit and kill 24 people. Sticking with the theme, chilling numbers to report, as we now know, 12 tornadoes touched down on Sunday. And that, of course, includes the EF4 tornado, which claimed the lives of 23 people in Lee County, Geneva County, and Henry County, which are in the southeastern corner of the state. They have been recently added to the list. So as far as the Geneva County tornado, that was an EF1. Their peak winds estimated at 110 miles per hour. That's according to the National Weather Service in Tallahassee. That tornado touched down at 4:51 p.m. One injury was reported. Multiple single-family homes and a few mobile homes. They were damaged, mainly the roof. As for the Henry County tornado, at top winds of 80 miles per hour, that tornado touched down at 4:39 p.m. That storm did a little damage to the trees in Alabama before crossing over into Georgia's Clay County. Again, these new numbers coming to us from the Weather Service. So if you were thinking it was just that one tornado, I mean, 12 tornadoes. Man. My goodness. And as always, we want to remind you, if you want to give back, be sure to follow us on social media. There's a number of ways you can give back, from texting to calling to emailing to giving to just going there or even just saying a prayer for the families. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right. Thank you, Kelly. 6:13, 59 degrees outside of our FM Talk 106.5 studios. On the way, got a update on a crazy night in sports, and also look ahead at the weekend with SEC basketball coming to an end. The regular season, anyway. 6:14, we'll be right back.
Are you a business owner? Have you ever considered selling your business? At some time or another, every owner must consider exit strategies and should take maximum advantage of favorable conditions. Don't wait for uncontrollable circumstances or the market to make these critical decisions for you. Transworld's mergers and acquisitions team can guide you through every step of the process. Contact Transworld of Mobile for a no-obligation consultation or visit tworld.com/mobile. Our value is maximizing your value.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Investigators are trying to figure out what caused a huge fire at the Grand Mariner Marina in Mobile Thursday afternoon. The flames and smoke could be seen for miles. We're told it started on one boat and spread to others with the help of the wind. Witnesses say they heard an explosion shortly after a boat erupted in flames and sent debris flying everywhere. An autopsy will determine how a five-month-old baby died in Escambia County, Florida. Early Thursday morning, deputies were called to the America's Best Inn and Suites near Burgess Road and Pensacola Boulevard. Witnesses described the scene after a family member discovered the child dead.
All I heard was some lady, she was screaming, and we look out the window, and there was, like, an ambulance and police all over the place. There was some lady, like, screaming over here in the grass, like, laying on the floor.
Deputies say the child's death does not appear to be suspicious. Satsuma police say they want to talk to 28-year-old Dewey Broadus Jr. about the murder of David Beck Shank. Shank was found shot in a car on Northgate Drive last month. Police arrested Michael Fletcher and charged him with murder. He remains in jail. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state. Did you know that life insurance rates are near record lows? If you own life insurance or are thinking of buying any, why spend more than you have to? Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped literally millions of people just like you save a fortune on their life insurance. Here's how they do it. They monitor the products offered by dozens of the most well-respected brand-name life insurance companies you trust so that you get the lowest rates. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $20 a month. 20 and 30-year rates are also available. And don't forget to ask them about the new term life plans that guarantee your money back even if you outlive your policy. Take 5 minutes and call AccuQuote for your free quote. Call 1-800-318-1787. Find out how much you can save on your life insurance. Call AccuQuote today at 1-800-318-1787. That's 1-800-318-1787.
When your feet feel like they're made of stones and your bones are full of lead and your muscles feel like they're galvanized and there's concrete in your head.
The 11th annual Mobile Chocolate Festival is coming Saturday, March 30th, 10 to 4 at the Grounds, 1035 Cody Road North.
You'll need some chocolate, some creamy chocolate, some chocolate ice cream, and chocolate
milk. Learn more at MobileChocolateFestival.org. Proceeds go to Penelope House.
Bring down the chocolate, we need a boost.
Steelers disgruntled wide receiver Antonio Brown has finally been traded, or has he? An LSU basketball bombshell and Pensacola's Bubba Watson in contention at the Arnold Palmer Invitational at 617 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Stick with me on this one. Ian Rappaport of NFL.com reported late last night that the Pittsburgh Steelers are, quote, closing in on a deal that would send disgruntled all-pro wide receiver Antonio Brown to the Buffalo Bills. Rappaport, who says he got the information from a source close to the situation, said that the teams are not ready to disclose the particulars of the trade. Rappaport, one of the most accurate and clued-in reporters, and his reports are often correct, but Brown immediately refuted the news, posting, quote, fake news on Instagram in response to a post that said he'd been traded. Later, the Buffalo News' Vic Carucci also refuted Rappaport's report. Citing an NFL source, Carucci reported that, quote, no deal is imminent, and that another league source called the trade, quote, unlikely. ESPN's Adam Schefter also said that his sources believe the trade to Buffalo is unlikely. With a $2.5 million roster bonus due to Brown on March 17th, the Steelers had set an unofficial deadline of today to resolve the situation, but now that situation seems as murky as ever. In the women's SEC tournament, Auburn beat Alabama 53-52 to advance to the second round. Or the third round, the Tigers rallied from a 7-point fourth-quarter deficit for the third win over the Tide this season. With the loss, Alabama's season comes to a close with a 14-17 record. In Thursday's other second-round games, number 8 seed Tennessee beat number 9 seed LSU 69-66, keeping the Volunteers' NCAA tournament hopes alive after an otherwise disappointing regular season. Number 5 seed Missouri beat number 13 seed Florida 87-56, and number 10 seed Arkansas beat number 7 seed Georgia 86-76. Today, the SEC Tournament quarterfinal games are set to be played. Starts this morning at 11 when Tennessee faces the first-seeded Mississippi State Bulldogs. At around 1 o'clock, number 4-seed Kentucky takes on number 5-seed Missouri. At 5 tonight, number 2-seed South Carolina faces number 10-seed Arkansas. And to wrap up the quarterfinals, number 6-seed Auburn will look for revenge against the 3rd-seeded Texas A&M Aggies after the Aggies defeated the Tigers 69-67 in their only regular season matchup. A big news story in the NCAA pay-for-play scandal dropped yesterday, with Yahoo Sports reporting that the FBI intercepted a phone conversation in 2017 between LSU men's basketball coach Will Wade and a former Adidas consultant Christian Dawkins discussing a recruiting deal that was offered to a prospect. That prospect is believed to be current LSU freshman point guard Javonte Smart. Yahoo reports that in part of the call, Wade expresses his frustration that a third party affiliated with the recruitment had yet to accept Wade's, quote, offer. Wade believed that a verbal commitment to LSU was being delayed because the head coach had not given the third party a big enough, quote, piece of the pie in the deal, and instead, quote, tilted the offer towards the player and his mother. Smart's averaging 11.5 points a game for LSU this season, helping to lead the Tigers to a 25-5 record and number 10 overall ranking. Wade took over as head coach last season after the Tigers finished 10-21 and tied for last in the SEC in their final season under the direction of then-head coach Johnny Jones. Dawkins was sentenced to jail for 6 months earlier this week after being found guilty of fraud and conspiracy charges for facilitating payments to the families of recruits. He declined to comment on the story on Thursday. The article was released as Wade was speaking at a monthly press luncheon, and when asked for his response, the Tigers coach said he had yet to read the article and had no comment.
The more noise that's out there, you've got to narrow your focus, and so we've been very good at keeping a narrow focus and narrowing our focus thus far, and I think this will be no different.
The Tigers are scheduled to host Vanderbilt on Saturday with a chance to claim at least a share of their first SEC title since 2009. And in golf, Rafa Cabrera-Bello shot a 7-under par 65 to take a two-stroke lead after round one of the Arnold Palmer Invitational. Keegan Bradley's in second at 5-under, while a group of five golfers, including Bubba Watson and Phil Mickelson, are tied for third at 4-under par. 621 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with fog, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, occasional showers with highs in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hello. This is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams 4 times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, just talking with Mobile Police, and they say accident-free conditions. State troopers still on the scene of an accident as a head-on collision in Lillian off Highway 98 and County Road 93 off Hillcrest Road. Avoid that area if you can. Advanced Dental Cover next to Walmart in Fairhope, now offering same-day all-porcelain crowns. It's warranted for 5 years. They're open Fridays and Saturdays, and they offer sedation dentistry. Advanced Dental Cover, 210-1777. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thank you, Kane. 624 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig. Right now it's time to check the Friday news headlines with Kelly Finley.
Let's get you to it. Thank you, Dalton. Good morning, everyone. Happy Friday. Let's head to our state capitol and an update on what's happening in the special legislative session and the headlining discussion of the proposed gas tax happening in the Alabama legislature. Here is what's on the table. Governor Kay Ivey is proposing a 10-cent a gallon gas tax increase to help fund road and bridge construction. That increase would be phased in over a 3-year time period. The committee approved the bill on a voice vote on Thursday. The House Transportation Utilities and Infrastructure Committee approved that legislation. It now moves to the full House of Representatives for more debate. Republican Representative Bill Poole, he's the sponsor of the bill. He told committee members about the importance of having to deal and handle the crumbling infrastructure, saying, quote, doing nothing will cost the state jobs and lives. Alabama has not seen an increase in its gas tax since 1992. The full House could vote on the bill as soon as today. Remaining in Montgomery, If you receive food stamps, you may have to pass a drug test to receive your benefits. The bill filed by Representative Tommy Haynes, a Republican from Bryant, would allow for beneficiaries of the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, which we know it as SNAP, well, it would allow for them to be tested for illegal substances if, quote, there is a reasonable suspicion that a person uses or is under the influence of drugs. Reasonable suspicion includes a drug conviction within the past 5 years. So, if you test positive the first time, well, you get a warning. The second test would make a person ineligible for food stamps for 1 year, but does allow a provision so that a parent could designate a third party to receive benefits for their dependent child. A third positive test means that, well, that would make a person permanently ineligible for the benefits. A person who refuses to take a drug test or delays a screening would be ineligible for food stamps. Not sure if you know this, but nearly 750,000 Alabama residents receive SNAP benefits each month, with more than 73% of those being families with children. The average monthly SNAP benefit per household member is $120 or $1.32 per person per meal. Alabama is the most recent state to even consider drug testing for food stamps. You'll recall the Trump administration signed an order giving states more flexibility on administering this program. Of course, we'll find out even more as we check in with our very own Sean Sullivan. He, of course, is broadcasting live for day two in Montgomery, and we'll check in with him later in the show. We'll ask him about these two headlines I just mentioned and more. So you want to keep it tuned to Mobile Mornings throughout this morning. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, thanks, Kelly. 6:27 now on FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. And I encourage you to check out fmtalk1065.com this morning. We're on our three big things. Still at the top of the stack, we have about, well, now less than 2 weeks until Captain Bobby Abruscato and Sean Sullivan right here on Mobile Mornings Thursday, March 21st, announced the winner of the A-Team Fishing Adventures Raffle. And this is a great cause. All the money raised goes towards the Officer Sean Tudor Memorial Fund. It goes directly to the MPD website where you can donate. And, well, that's actually how you get your raffle ticket. You donate through the MPD's website, which we have links on our website and also on Captain Bobby Abruscato's ateamfishing.com website. You make your donation, doesn't matter the size of the donation, save that receipt, and then that becomes your raffle ticket. And what you stand to win: a professionally guided fishing trip with Captain Bobby Abruscato, a custom-built fishing rod, and a stocked tackle box. We've got all the information there on our website for how you can enter the raffle. Also on the three big things, ex-Trump campaign boss Paul Manafort sentenced to 47 months. He's being given 9 months of time that he's already spent in solitary confinement, so they're adding that to it. So he's actually got 38 months he has to send. But another trial coming up next week. And our third big thing, homecoming celebration for Mobile Police Department officer critically hurt in a car accident. You had Officer Clayton Graham back in Mobile. Great story.
This information update and tasty handmade food are brought to you by Hardee's, because it tastes better at Hardee's.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. President Trump will visit storm-ravaged parts of Alabama today. He'll tour the devastation left behind by an EF4 tornado in Beauregard. 23 people died in the storm, 10 from the same family. On Thursday, Lee County Coroner Bill Harris confirmed the Porch Band of Creek Indians will donate $184,000 to cover the burial cost of all of the victims. In a Facebook post, the tribe says their thoughts and prayers are with all of those affected. A foster parent is in jail, charged with possession of child pornography. 76-year-old Dieter Bucher of Fort Walton Beach was arrested at his home on Luke's Way yesterday. Deputies say they found 4 videos of child pornography on his computer. Bucher has been a foster parent with the nonprofit Children in Crisis for 8 months. Officials say none of the children in the videos were foster children. Bucher is in jail on no bond. The Mobile County Sheriff's Office is looking for a man they say broke into a home leading to a scuffle with the homeowner. It happened last night off Potter Track Road in Grand Bay. A woman says she encountered the suspect in her home and a fight broke out. He's described as white in his late teens or early 20s. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
At Hardee's, we know no one wants a tough commute. Remember that guy Odysseus? Shackleton? Anyone who went near the Bermuda Triangle? No, you want your day to start as painless as possible. And Hardee's new Rise and Shine coffee helps you on that quest. Our new bold yet smooth coffee is free with any purchase. And because it's free, it's already more impressive than whatever Marco Polo commuted all that way for.
Hardee's because it tastes better.
Offer valid for a limited time at participating restaurants with purchase of any menu item at regular price. Tax not included. Limit one per customer per visit. Not valid with any other offer or discount.
You're listening to the newest, boldest, freshest station in Mobile. FM Talk 106.5. Talk radio now in crystal clear digital FM stereo. 8 out of 10 radio users listen to FM. So an advertising campaign for your business on FM Talk 106.5 will reach the number of qualified adults it'll take to increase your business. Our listeners are paying attention to what we're saying, not just to song after song. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales, and I'd be happy to talk to you about how we can successfully advertise your business. This is a great economy, and by giving me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 15, we'll discuss how to promote your business efficiently and economically. Our listeners should be your customers. Let's talk about how to make that happen. The number again is 251-344-1065, extension 15. We're FM Talk 106.5. Let us go to work for you.
Hi, it's Paul Feinbaum. College football season never ends. We're your home for coast-to-coast coverage of the game you love.
Paul Feinbaum, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5.
Harsher government sentencing guidelines and gave former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort 47 months in prison last night for a series of tax and bank fraud convictions. More from Jessica Snyder.
District Court Judge T.S. Ellis III, a Reagan appointee, calling those guidelines excessive, but stressing that Manafort's crimes were clear and undeniably serious. A number of Democrats criticizing the sentence as excessively lenient.
No comment yet from President Trump. The new SpaceX crew capsule is due for a splashdown in the Atlantic in about an hour and 15 minutes from now, finishing its trip back to Earth from the International Space Station. There's only a test dummy on board, but NASA hopes to begin using the Dragon capsule to start putting American astronauts back into space again without help from the Russians. Georgia last night joined other states moving toward tough abortion restrictions. The Georgia House passing a ban on most abortions after a fetal heartbeat is detected. It now goes to the state Senate. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. A German newspaper is reporting Volkswagen plans to cut an additional 5,000 administrative jobs at its namesake brand by 2023 as part of a cost-cutting program. Job cuts, which are to be implemented next year, are part of the automaker's plan to improve its earnings by 5.9 billion euros. An attorney for Carlos Ghosn has apologized for dressing the former Nissan chairman in a workman's uniform in a bid to sneak him away from jail and dodge the media. Many had been baffled by why Ghosn was wearing a blue cap, surgical mask, and a construction worker's outfit when he was released Wednesday. The attorney says he takes full responsibility for what he called the theater of disguise. Pacific Gas and Electric is seeking a judge's approval to pay $235 million in bonuses to thousands of employees despite the California utilities bankruptcy. PG&E says the money is intended to provide incentives to workers and will not be distributed if it doesn't meet safety and financial goals. And that's Your Money Now.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors. And take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you.
24/7, 365. You're up and at 'em every day, so you don't want something like Medicare Part D to slow you down. At Walgreens, we'll take care of your Medicare Part D prescriptions, saving you time and money. Make the switch to Walgreens today and get more by earning 100 balance reward points and save up to $5 on each Medicare Part D prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Prescription savings applies to Tier 1 generics when you fill out a preferred versus a non-preferred pharmacy on select plans. Points can't be earned in New York, New Jersey, or Arkansas. Other restrictions and limitations apply.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new CSpire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new CSpire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cspire.com/business. CSpire. Customer inspired.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Good morning, 6:35 on FM Talk 106.5. 59 degrees outside of our Mobile Mornings studios. Time to check in on today's weather and the weekend forecast with staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Oh, good morning.
So a little bit warmer today than it has been the last couple of days. What are we looking at for the rest of our Friday and the weekend?
Well, you know, right now we've got a southerly wind, and it's definitely going to be more humid today. I expect temperatures about 72, 73 degrees for this afternoon, and we should have partly cloudy skies. Although, for many areas, it may be mostly cloudy this morning, but we should have some sunshine later today. And then tonight, mostly cloudy and a good chance for some dense fog in some areas tomorrow morning. Tonight's low about 62 degrees. And then for the weekend, tomorrow, there's a slight chance that we could see a shower. It's going to be even warmer, 78 for tomorrow, and it's very possible we could reach 80 degrees. It looks now like Saturday night or tomorrow night, we've got a good chance for shower activity and possibly a few thunderstorms. There is a cold front that'll be moving into Mississippi and Alabama Saturday night and Sunday. So good chance for showers then for Saturday night. On Sunday, again, very good chance for showers and a few thunderstorms. Temperatures will be in the upper 70s, and some of those thunderstorms could produce some strong gusty winds. After that, we start Monday off with a chance of a few showers and thunderstorms, highs in the lower 70s, just a little bit cooler. That cold front will become stationary just offshore, so there's still a chance then that we will see some shower activity on Monday. Tuesday, mostly cloudy and a high in the mid-70s. As we get into the middle of next week, we'll start to see another storm system move across the country, bringing more showers and thunderstorms to Alabama. But as far as the weekend's concerned, again, a slight chance of a shower tomorrow, but very good chance for some rain for Saturday night and also on Sunday.
And should we expect any of that rain that the cold front's bringing in on Sunday, expect any of that to be severe, and especially for our neighbors to the north after Kelly's report earlier that they counted out it was 12 tornadoes now that touched down in Alabama or from that storm earlier this week. What are we looking at as far as severe weather?
Well, yesterday it looked like we could see a thunderstorm, severe thunderstorm outbreak and tornadoes for Alabama over the weekend. But right now, it looks like that threat has diminished considerably. We will see some thunderstorm activity, but we don't see any kind of an outbreak in which we would see numerous tornadoes. Right now, it looks a little better, but there will be some thunderstorm activity across the state, particularly Saturday night and also on Sunday.
Well, that's some great news. Also great news, the 2019 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac still available and still free, Dr. Bill.
Right. One of our locations, that is the Old Time Garden Supply in Fairhope, they run out of copies, but they have some now. And so if you're over on the Eastern Shore, stop in the Old Time Garden Supply. Also at Billy Langford Allstate in Fairhope. You also find copies at Autocraft Collision Centers. There's one of those is located right there in Fairhope. And also at Robertsdale Power Equipment on Highway 59. Here in Mobile, there are copies at West Marine, two locations at Airport and I-65, and also down at Dog River. Also Mike Ward's Liberty Safes on I-65 and the Beltline, they have copies. Also check them out at Classic Cars and also at Robert Moore Christmastown.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Bill. We will check back with you soon.
Okay. Be ready.
I'm ready. This is that staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. You can hear his forecast twice an hour, every hour, right here on FM Talk 106.5. Coming back, we've got news with Kelly and sports with me. And later on in the show, we'll check in with Sean Sullivan live from the state capitol in Montgomery. Stay tuned.
Spring is in the air. And everywhere you look, things are growing like crazy. Is your business one of them? Well, things are picking up. Better get yourself a partner who can help you stay ahead and won't ever let you down.
someone you can trust, like your local Thompson Cat Rental Store. Thompson's been helping hardworking people like you grow and prosper for over 60 years. So they know a thing or two about trust. And just like you, they know it takes time to earn it. So come on down to your local Thompson Cat Rental Store, where you'll not only get the service and selection you need, but for a limited time, get 0% financing for 48 months on select new cat machines. Offer good through June 30th. Visit thompsoncat.com for details. Just like you, we have what it takes.
Good morning, everyone, from the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. It's been a perfect start to our Friday morning across the Bayway and the Causeway. Fairhope at Daphne, Spanish Fort, light traffic, no delays yet as you're traveling all the way to the George Wallace and the Bankhead Tunnels. As Mobile Police Department county officers are telling us, no new wrecks in the roadways. Better known as Stone Arms Inc., home of the $10 transfer fee at 10160 Airport Boulevard, a quarter mile west of Snow Road. Now offering the newly announced military, veterans, and first responder 5% discount on everything in the store. See them at StoneArmsInc.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 106.5 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 106.5. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at Twitter.com at FM Talk 106.5.
On FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig, and right now it's time to check the Friday news headlines with Kelly Finley.
Yeah, we're just moving right along, aren't we?
Oh, yeah.
I see 7 a.m.
It's right on the horizon.
It is. It's all about perspective, right? Speaking of which, it's hard to believe that all eyes cannot just remain on helping those suffering the devastating effects of the most recent tornadoes we've told you about. But now these people must also watch out for scammers. So while Attorney General Steve Marshall applauds our giving spirit, you know, as Alabama residents, he also wants you to use caution, saying in part, it's not surprising that many want to contribute to their neighbor's recovery from the recent devastating tornadoes. Sadly, criminals often seek to profit from others' tragedies. Therefore, we must be vigilant in our charitable giving. And he's also reminding us that Alabama's price gouging laws are in effect. So here's what you need to do. The AG has sent out the following precautions. Do your research. Search the Alabama Charities database on the Attorney General's website. Search the charity's name online with words like complaint and scam. Check the charity's ratings with groups like the BBB, Charity Navigator, and Charity Watch. And be sure to ask questions. What are the charity's websites, address, mission? How much of your donation, this is a good one, how much of your donation will go directly to services rather than fundraising? If you wish your donation to be used for Alabama's tornado victims, ask if the money will be spent for this in particular and not for the charity's overall purposes. Also, be careful how you pay. If someone asks you to send them cash, wire money, donate by gift card, or leave money under your front doormat for pickup, don't do it. That's how scammers often ask you to pay. It's safer to pay by credit card or check. If you're donating online, check the web page and make sure where you enter your payment information, it has HTTPS in the web address. Legitimate charities will give you a receipt with the amount of your donation, so keep that on record. And watch out for the tricks of those scammers, because, Dalton, I'm not sure if you know this, but they can spoof your caller ID.
Mm-hmm. Actually, my wife got a call from herself twice the other day. She showed me, her phone was ringing. She showed me the phone, and it said she was getting a call from
herself,
from Victoria Vachon, which Vachon, her maiden name.
Right.
But yeah, she was getting a call from herself. She said, I'm not calling myself. What's going on here?
See, that's what I'm talking about. That's real time right there. Also, when it comes to social media, you want to be careful because people will misuse real pictures and stories to get you to donate. That's despicable, quite honestly. So when it comes to price gouging laws, the penalty for price gouging is a fine of up to $1,000 per violation and could lead to the person being prohibited from doing business in the state. If you think there's alleged fraud or illegal price gouging happening, you can call the Attorney General's Consumer Interest Division, 1-800-392-5658. And let's end this headline on a high note, okay? Happy International Women's Day, ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we are celebrating you. According to @Women's Day, that's the Twitter handle, today is a day to celebrate the fabulous achievements of women while collectively we forge a more gender-balanced world for IWD 219 and beyond. Hashtag balance for better. So if you know a great woman, go ahead and celebrate her today and every other day. It'll work out for you for sure. That's good stuff. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, if you only celebrate your woman today, then you're going to get in trouble, guys. You better make it every day, but especially today. Speaking of International Women's Day and March being International Women's History Month.
Yes, that's right.
I'm a guy. Cottage Hill Package, it is my place to shop, whether I'm preparing for a party or whether I'm preparing to hang out by myself, which I'll admit I like a lot more sometimes, watching some football games or basketball. I go to Cottage Hill Package because they have the craft beer, they have all the spirits, and they got that huge cigar humidor where you can pick out cigars, basically any cigar you can think of.
Mm-hmm.
But this month, Cottage Hill Package putting on an event in honor of Women's History Month that's coming up in two Fridays, so 2 weeks from today, and celebrating women with a fabulous night and free tasting dedicated to the outstanding ladies in the wine industry. So they're going to have all these wines that are popular and are made by women. They've got the Vanderpump Rosé Wine, Amber Falls Madame Muscadine, Ferrari Serrano Pinot Grigio, Jelly Jar Red Blend, and the Riata Pinot Noir. They will have a tasting and have those wines front and center two Fridays from now. That's March 22nd at Cottage Hill Package Store. And they've also got some handmade earrings. Blessed Beautiful Mess handmade earrings there during the event. They say you can shop classy, stylish, and affordable handmade jewelry by local businesswoman Sequoia Shanae. So
she's a lovely.
She's really
a beautiful woman and very talented. Yes.
That's awesome. So I'm sure her earrings are just fantastic. You get if your wife or significant other can't make it out to the event, maybe go out and get some for her. But that's coming up two Fridays from now at Cottage Hill Package Store. You'll find them on the corner of Hillcrest on Cottage Hill Road, right next to Walmart, across the street from Publix. Cottage Hill Package Store. We love them here at FM Talk 106.5. 6:47 now on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings coming back with your sports update.
Joined again by my buddy Sid from Sexton Lawn and Landscaping. And Sid, they say an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And that's true in our lawns.
It's so true with our lawns and our trees and shrubs, woody ornamentals, all of them. It really is right now the best time to kind of get out ahead of weeds or insects or fungus. Please let us get started now and get ahead of these things. It's so much easier.
And you have programs specifically developed for us right here in our area.
We do. You know, we don't live in Boston. We don't live in Nashville even, or even Birmingham. You know, the environment's a little different. So we've got a program for your woody ornamentals, trees, shrubs. We've got a separate program for your lawn, whether it's centipede, St. Augustine, zoysia, or Bermuda. We've got a program for that, and we think we can help you really well with it if we could get started early.
All right, so let's get started early. Get in contact. How do we do it?
Give us a call, 251-626-3309, or online at sextonlandscapes.com, or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Investigators are trying to figure out what caused a huge fire at the Grand Mariner Marina in Mobile Thursday afternoon. The flames and smoke could be seen for miles. We're told it started on one boat and spread to others with the help of the wind. Witnesses say they heard an explosion shortly after a boat erupted in flames and sent debris flying everywhere. An autopsy will determine how a five-month-old baby died in Escambia County, Florida. Early Thursday morning, deputies were called to the America's Best Inn and Suites near Burgess Road and Pensacola Boulevard. Witnesses described the scene after a family member discovered the child dead.
All I heard was some lady, she was screaming, and we looked out the window and there was like an ambulance and police all over the place. There was some lady like screaming over here in the grass, like laying on the floor.
Deputies say the child's death does not appear to be suspicious. Satsuma police say they want to talk to 28-year-old Dewey Broadus Jr. about the murder of David Beck Shank. Shank was found shot in a car on Northgate Drive last month. Police arrested Michael Fletcher and charged him with murder. He remains in jail. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
A little sunshine is nice, but too much is damaging. ProTent Window Tinting specializes in protecting you, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. Along with preventing sun damage, window tinting increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is visually pleasing. When your factory-installed tint fails, call ProTent. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, ProTent has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
Steelers disgruntled wide receiver Antonio Brown has finally been traded, or has he? Conflicting reports coming out last night. An LSU basketball bombshell and Pensacola's Bubba Watson in contention at the Arnold Palmer Invitational. It's 10 minutes till 7 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Ian Rappaport of NFL.com reported late last night that the Pittsburgh Steelers are, quote, closing in on a deal that would send disgruntled all-pro wide receiver Antonio Brown to the Buffalo Bills. Rappaport, who says he got the information from a source close to the situation, said that the teams were not ready to disclose the particulars of the trade. Now, Rappaport, he's one of the most accurate and clued-in NFL reporters, and his reports are often correct. But Brown immediately refuted the news, posting, quote, fake news on Instagram in response to a post that said he'd been traded. Later, the Buffalo News' Vic Carucci also refuted Rappaport's report. Citing an NFL source, Carucci reported that, quote, no deal is imminent, and that another league source called the trade, quote, unlikely. ESPN's Adam Schefter also said that his sources believe the trade to Buffalo is unlikely. With a $2.5 million roster bonus due to Brown on March 17th, the Steelers had set an unofficial deadline of today to resolve the situation, but now that situation seems as murky as ever. In the women's SEC tournament, Auburn beat Alabama 53-52 to advance to the third round. The Tigers rallied from a 7-point fourth-quarter deficit for their third win over the Tide this season. With the loss, Alabama's season comes to a close with a 14-17 record. In Thursday's other second-round games, number 8 seed Tennessee beat number 9 seed LSU 69-66. Number 5 seed Missouri beat number 13 seed Florida 87-56. And number 10 seed Arkansas beat number 7 seed Georgia 86-76. Today, the SEC tournament quarterfinal games are set to be played. Starts this morning at 11 o'clock when Tennessee faces the first-seeded Mississippi State Bulldogs. At around 1 o'clock, number 4 seed Kentucky takes on number 5 seed Missouri. At 5 tonight, number 2 seed South Carolina faces number 10 seed Arkansas. And to wrap up the quarterfinals, number 6 seed Auburn will look for revenge against number 3 seed Texas A&M after the Aggies defeated the Tigers 69-67 in their only regular season matchup. A big story in the NCAA pay-for-play scandal dropped yesterday, with Yahoo Sports reporting that the FBI intercepted a phone conversation in 2017 between LSU men's basketball coach Will Wade and former Adidas consultant Christian Dawkins discussing a recruiting deal that was offered to a prospect. That prospect's believed to be current LSU freshman point guard Javonte Smart. Yahoo reports that in part of the call, Wade expresses his frustration that a third party affiliated with the recruitment had yet to accept Wade's, quote, offer. Smart's averaging 11.5 points a game for LSU this season, helping lead the Tigers to a 25-5 record and number 10 overall ranking. The article was released as Wade was speaking at a monthly press luncheon. When asked for his response, the Tigers coach said he had yet to read the article and had no comment. Tigers are scheduled to host Vanderbilt tomorrow with a chance to claim at least a share of their first SEC title since 2009. In golf, Rafa Cabrera-Bello shot a 7-under par 65 to take a two-stroke lead after round one of the Arnold Palmer Invitational. Keegan Bradley's in second at 5-under, while a group of five golfers, including Bubba Watson and Phil Mickelson, are tied for third place at 4-under par. 6:54 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. From the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center, no delays off of Airport Dolphin and Moffitt 65 all the way up towards Chickasaw and Saraland. We've had a good ride in. Bayway, the Causeway also looking good. Mobile Police Department are clear, but state troopers say they'll be on that accident. Head-on collision to Lillian Highway 98, County Road 93 for a while. Bama Flooring has recently won the Customer Service Award for top-rated local. They sell quality products with professional in-house installers. Big enough to give you the deal, small enough to know your name. See them at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk. What is 6-5 traffic.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops are trusted by more vehicle manufacturers and insurance companies than any other on the Gulf Coast. So you should too. Come visit any of the seven locations. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with fog, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, occasional showers with highs in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
6:56 on FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings Friday style. I'm Dalton Orwig, Kelly Finley here as well, and we'll be checking in with Sean Sullivan live from the state capitol, specifically Secretary of State John Merrill's office.
That was so funny yesterday. Secretary of State John Merrill, he probably was whistling on his way to work and walked in and said, "What in the world is happening in my office? Microphones?" Uh-huh. And
yeah, his office had been taken over by the radio guys.
Leave it to us, Sullivan.
There you go. Right now, time to check the news headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
All righty. Thank you, Dalton. And yes, we will check in with Sean. We're also going to encourage you with different ways in which you can give back when we talk about the tornadoes. But right now, this headline is about an update for the city of Pritchard. According to authorities, you may recall this name, James Blackman. He was a 30-year-old who was the former assistant to Mayor Jimmy Gardner. Well, he entered a blind plea to 22 counts of theft in the first degree, 9 counts of theft second, 9 counts of theft third, 5 counts of theft fourth, and use of official position or office for personal gain.
Holy cow.
That's a lot. So this all happened following a complaint issued back in 2018. Mobile County District Attorney's Investigative Unit and White Collar Crime Unit, that's when they started their formal investigation. They say during the course of that investigation, that's when they discovered that the defendant used his position, the city of Pritchard, to unlawfully enrich himself and his immediate family. So while working for the city of Pritchard, they say he caused the city to purchase two separate properties that had outstanding tax liabilities. Now, you know, it's not, we're familiar with the fact that Pritchard has had its struggles, but there's so many great people who are working to get this city, you know, on the right side. And you know, in the black as opposed to being in the red. Mm-hmm. But so listen to this. So the defendant caused the city to purchase two separate properties that had outstanding tax liabilities. One of the properties was sold to a third party, and the other property was transferred to Mr. Blackman's spouse. So in addition to previous offenses, okay, they say Mr. Blackman also submitted multiple fraudulent invoices. He took personal possession of the checks written to the supposed vendors and then deposited those checks into accounts that he and only he controlled. This cost the city of Pritchard in excess of $157,000. Okay, so Judge Patterson accepted the blind plea. after ensuring that Mr. Blackman was satisfied with counsel, they say, and understood that he was waiving his rights to a jury trial. So next up, May 6th. May 6th, that's the date a sentencing and restitution hearing will happen. That's a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many twists and turns to that situation, but for the city of Pritchard, you know, residents there can now know, you know, there's closure to that situation, and they can move forward. And just one more time, I want to remind you, this is happening, Dalton.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday, daylight saving time, official time change, 2 a.m. You can either be early to work, on time, or late. You pick your poison. I'm warning you. Now you know. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, more Mobile Mornings on the way right here on FM Talk 106.5.